Christian saints are also related to pilgrims and foreigners. Saint Julian is the protector of travellers, especially those crossing waters. He appears represented alongside Saint Bernardino, helper of the sick during a plague. Saint Julian appears with Saint Bernardino in a painting on panel from the parish church of San Miguel in Segovia. The work, dated to the 2nd-3rd of the 15th century, is by the Master of the Carnations. With an evident horror vacui, the scene presents only two figures, with great plasticity and volume, solidly settled on a pavement whose imperfect perspective is closed with a background of gold leaf, of Gothic tradition, with a brocade tapestry appearance, tactile and visual. In an unusual display of spatial sense, the painter manages to project one of St. Julian's solid bare feet in foreshortening, surpassing the delimitation of the pictorial plane to enter the viewer's plane. We see him alone in a sculpture by Jacob van Cotham, preserved in the church of St. Lismes Abad in Burgos. Habitually depicted as a young aristocratic figure dedicated to hunting at the moment he receives the fatal prophecy. In this case, an alternative representation was preferred, emphasizing his assisting dimension. In its original location, the narrative dimension of this image is completed with the representation of the rocky shore, where his wife waits holding a lantern. Saint Basilissa, creator of a great hospital, represents the therapeutic element also present in Saints Cosmas and Damien, who implanted the leg of a deceased man to a needy one. This miracle is captured in the 16th century relief by Juan Ortiz the Elder from the Cathedral of Palencia. A sacristan of the Church of Saints Cosmas and Damien in Rome felt ill, and his leg gangrened due to cancer. One night, while he was asleep, both saints appeared in his dreams with medicines and surgical instruments, with which they operated on the sick man, replacing his damaged leg with that of a young man who had died that same day. When he woke up, he realized the dream had come true. The narrative character of the scene, the short canon, and the stereotype faces of the figures are characteristic of Juan Ortiz the Elder I's style, a follower of Felipe Bigani's early period. St. Christopher, the bearer of Christ, cannot be absent here. He is the patron of travellers as he helped the Christ child cross a river. His story has parallels in Greek mythology. St. Roche, protector of pilgrims, having been a pilgrim himself, dedicated his life to curing and attending to those affected by the plague. Both saints were magnificently represented by Juan de Balmaceda for the parish church of Santa Maria del Castillo in Torremormajón, Palencia. In both sculptures we find an expressionist interpretation, very characteristic of the mentioned artist, resolved with an elegant and studied composition and a well-finished formal technique. The hermit, St. Anthony Abbot, gave alms to the poor affected by contagious ailments known as St. Anthony's fire, or ergotism. This episode was depicted in an oil on panel from the late 15th century by an anonymous artist named the Master of Biafafila for having worked in the Zamoran town of this name. The piece is currently kept in the Cathedral Museum of Astorga. St. Anthony Abbot distributing alms to the poor reflects a hospitality event from the late 11th century. In 1095, the Frenchman Gaston de Vienne and his son Guérin de Valois founded an institution to alleviate the disease known as St. Anthony's Fire and placed it under the protection of St. Anthony, whose relics had been moved to France in 1070. The new order was administered by lay volunteers known as Antonines. Under the name of St. Anthony's Fire, several diseases manifest on the skin, such as ergotism, a set of symptoms suffered by those who consumed foods containing rye flour parasitized by a fungus called ergot. Those affected by the disease suffered hallucinations, convulsions, and gangrene in their extremities. Much more common is the representation of St. Julian with his wife, St. Basilissa, as seen in the painting of the main altarpiece of the church of St. Julian de los Caballeros in Toro. The scene presents the saintly spouses caring for two sick people in a bed. She approaches carrying a bowl with a spoon ready to feed or medicate them. A lantern hangs in the centre of the room, from which windows are seen on the walls. The matter fits with the narration of their legend, which tells that they dedicated their lives to caring for the sick in a hospital they built. This first room closes with the bibliographic piece from the monastery of Santo Domingo de Silos, El Señor de Bembibre by Enrique Gil y Carrasco, born in Villafranca del Bierzo in 1815, whose chapter 20 proclaims, "I see that your heart is not corrupt nor deaf to the voice of honour, but if your fears are legitimate, and you thus precipitate me into an abyss of sorrows that you will never reach to sound, it will be much harder for you to obtain the forgiveness of God than mine, sincerely granted in presence of these two noble witnesses, along with my gratitude for the hospitality I have deserved from you." What better end for this room than to literally link forgiveness with hospitality?